When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. I'm going to leave that. I'm a little tongue twisted. It's one of those days today. Before we jump into the podcast today, I want to make sure I give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish. What I love about them is not only how easy it is to set up, not only how great their customer service is, but what I like is how innovative they are. They are always changing their machine, always making it better, always looking to pivot. It's why they're one of our sponsors, because we believe in them so much. So go over and check them out. Mention Coach Unplugged, mention High School Hoops, mention teachhoops.com, mention Coach Collins, mention anybody, and they'll give you $400 off related to us. You won't find a better discount out there. And then also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're looking for a coach to help you coach, if you're looking for a mentor, if you're looking for my bat phone, if you're looking to get help in every aspect of the game, if you're looking for clinics, if you're looking for videos, if you're looking for motivation, if you're looking for handouts, looking for practice ideas, anything, we have it all in there with a 14-day free trial. Go over and check it out. Only 14-day free trial out there. You will not be disappointed. We believe in our product so much, and I think you'll love it. So go over and check it out. It's what helps us keep the lights on here and everything moving forward. So have a great day, and let's head off to the podcast.
And their head coach is a former WNBA player, Vanessa Nygaard, played at Stanford for Tara, and she's incredible. She's a fantastic coach. And so for me to be able to go against her two times a year, sometimes four times a year, because we'll play each other in regionals and then state, that's happened a few times. It's just always such a great challenge just for me to figure out how to beat them. Right. And as many championships as both of us have won, we've almost always had to go through each other in some form to get back. Right. And so we are absolute arch nemesis, and it tears me apart when we lose to them. We ended our season there this last year. Okay. And it just kills me as a competitive person, as the fact that it's always them. It just seems like it's always them.
Were they able to finish the season this year?
No, they weren't the team who was going, they lost the next game.
Okay.
But the two teams who were going to play for the state championship pretty much were close to being on their bus ride and got told they couldn't play.
I know.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Our boys team as well. Our boys team was playing in the state championship.
Oh. Yeah. We lost, you know, maybe the weekend before they shut it down, and it was my son, and I've been coaching him since he walked. And it was miserable. It was a horrible, we lost. The other team shot like 60%. We shot like 30, and it's like, statistically hadn't happened. Like, my best player missed like 12 threes, and he's like one of the best players. Anyway, it's one of those things that just happened. Like and it was horrible. And it was like the whole weekend. I said, Drew, but at least we got to mourn that. Like, at least we got an end. It wasn't a good end, but it
exactly
was
exactly you got one.
You know, these other kids, it's like, oh my, I feel so, I mean, they're never going to, it's always going to be that lingering, like, I know.
That's how I think about it too. I mean, I feel horrible for
right
for all of it. The coaches, the kids, you know, two of these kids are the one team in particular. They were number one in the country. And so they, you know, they were playing for a mythical national championship, let alone a California State championship. So it was just, I just feel so bad for everybody because we all know what it takes and the work you put in and to not to get to finish it. Right. So, yeah.
Right. That's horrible. I know. Do you have aspirations beyond high school?
What I say is that it is not my dream. Because if it was my dream, I would be doing whatever I could to make it happen.
I'm
really, really happy at the place that I'm at. I'm really happy with coaching high school specifically. I love the age. I love the kids. I love being on campus, all that kind of stuff. There's so many great things. And so it's not my dream. And it's really more so of if the right opportunity comes along, I will highly consider it.
Right.
And I have considered it. And we'll just put it.
The funny thing about, I think it's the purest game, to be honest with you. I think high school basketball is relatively pure.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can see that Notre Dame football, we're doing this during the pandemic, is still practicing and their school's off.
Mm-hmm.
So we can say what we want about the NCAA, but not quite as pure as academic based.
Yeah. You
know, they pretend to be academic based. Okay. But we really are academic based. The kids go to algebra class and then come to basketball practice.
And they have to pass to play.
Right. There's something pure about that. And that's one of the reasons I never left. It's like, there's just something, I don't know. I can't put my finger on what that is. I've always been like, you are where your feet are. Like, be happy where you are. Like, if something else comes, like you said, you can always look at it, but be just happy where you, like your feet are standing and where you are. Do you have any superstitions or rituals?
Yeah. I have gotten so much better because they were driving me crazy. I had to be wearing these certain earrings and like one day I just forgot to put I forgot to put my earrings in and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have my earrings in. I live close enough to school. Just hold the bus real quick. You know, I mean, it was just driving me crazy. Nothing that was really nuts. Nothing that was, you know, really
nothing like eating 26 number threes at McDonald's in a row or something like that during an undefeated season.
Is that yours?
Oh my God. It was so bad. I wasn't even eating them by the end. And this, luckily I was like in my 30s when I was doing it because I'd have a heart attack now. But I do little ones. I tell people, and I've kind of actually changed that question. I think it's more rituals and superstitions.
Yeah, for sure. It makes you feel comfortable. It makes you feel ready.
Yes. It's like me, you know, I've lost a tie in the last couple of years. Now I wear a suit jacket. I do more like the Tony Bennett kind of jacket with it. Like, you know, it looks nice, but it's not the tie. But it's more me putting my uniform on. Like, it's my game day. You know, it's like – and I'm always the last one to get on the bus. Literally, the kids will yell at me, like, get off the bus, coach. And I have to get back on. But it's not like I think we're going to lose. That's where I really changed that question that it's more of a ritual than a superstition. Superstition thinks if I don't do this, we're going to lose. I don't really think that. But it's more like we're in game mode. You know, it's like our morning shoot arounds, the day of. The only reason we don't get a lot out of our morning shoot arounds.
Mm-hmm. But it's ritual.
It's a ritual and it's more like I'm just getting them. And then I see them in the morning. I send them off to class. It's I just love that. And I don't remember which coach I learned that from early in my career, but it's like, it was more like, you know, we're going to shoot some free throws. We'll walk through a few things, but we're not going to win or lose a game at 7:30 in the morning.
Oh yeah.
But they're getting dressed. They're getting there on time. Ooh, it's going to snow. Maybe I need to leave a little earlier kind of thing. Those kind of things. What's the biggest change you've seen in the game?
Probably the amount of three-pointers that people take. I mean, it is
crazy. It's crazy.
And I think it might just be the area we're in. And when you come across one, it's great, but there's just no post players anymore. Like it's, if you can find yourself especially for girls basketball, a legitimate post player, your chances to win just went incredibly, incredibly up because it just, they're not around.
Right.
And, if you find a true, I played with a dominant big in high school. She went to UCLA. She was fantastic. and we had her, and then we had some backups, you know, and
right.
we had guard play, we had everybody. And it's just not that type of game anymore. Now all the big kids want to, they don't want to be physical. They want to shoot threes. They don't want to touch
anything. They want to be honest. They want to be honest.
Yeah. And, you know, so I think a lot of that is because their mentors, the NBA guys, all the, you know, it's changed a lot. So I'd say that's the biggest change.
I agree. Is there one thing you'd change?
One thing I'd change about the game?
Uh-huh.
That you can't play a zone.
I love that. I think zones are good, though, from a changeup. I use them for changeup.
Sure. They're advantageous. We lose because of zones is the reason why I wish, you know, we couldn't have them anymore. But,
right.
I wish that was one.
You want to hear mine? I'll tell you mine. Here's mine. Mine is a jump ball. We should get rid of it.
Okay.
The visiting team should get the ball out. Done.
Visiting team just all the time?
Yeah, whoever's visiting should get the ball to start the game. We can still do alternating.
Oh, you didn't mean jump ball. You meant the tip.
The tip, the jump ball. Okay. Yeah, the tip. The tip at the beginning of the game, not the jump balls. Jump balls can still stay, you know, alternating possession. I meant the throw at the beginning of the game. I don't know in California if they're good, but the officials here are horrible at throwing it up.
Really like, bad.
Do it once.
Yeah.
Like, and it's one of the three of them, so they're not very good at throwing it. Like, it's just, why do we do that at the beginning of a game?
We sorry to cut you off. We actually have a defensive tip. We give the other team the jump ball. It was one of the things I have to show you if you're interested.
Oh, so, yeah. I'd love to see that. What do you mean?
It's so we purposely – let me pull it up here. We purposely will lose the jump ball. And lots of value in that. So this is our little from the jump here.
Okay.
So we are the white team in this particular clip.
Okay.
And we go trap right away. And so we're giving ourselves the first jump possession, right? We're creating transition opportunity for ourselves, hopefully, you know, right off the bat. So that's my littlest kid. She's not even my point guard. She's my littlest kid. She doesn't even jump. We go trap right away.
I love that.
We're going to eliminate any scripting that the offense has. We're going to, you know, usually the ball's getting tipped back to the point guard because of our alignment. So the ball is getting out of the point guard's hands immediately. It's usually going back to a big kid. There's the first person they see, oh, the big kid who just jumped, right? And now that kid has to make the second decision against a trap that they're not used to start the game to get thrown off. So we find a lot of success in it.
Do you do it every game?
I'm sorry, I put you down.
No, that's okay. Do you do that every game?
We do it every single game, but we have – two different defensive tips, and then we have an offensive kind of counter if the other team knows that we're doing.
Well, I love that.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, send it to me. I love that.
You get rid of the jump ball. It's your dream come true.
Well, no, because they're horrible at throwing it. Yeah, so you play quarters, I see.
Yes.
So we play halves in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. That definitely changed. We played 2 18-minute halves.
Wow. Okay.
So I have had to adjust in the sense that I'm almost feel like I'm a if you're my star point guard, I can't play you 36 minutes. I gotta rest you. Like I have, because it's just, think about it. You added an extra half of a quarter of basketball, right? So an extra 4 minutes. So I basically say, okay, all of those 4 minutes, I got to rest them at least maybe a minute each half. Mm-hmm. At some point, like if you watch a college game, no one plays 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Very rarely.
Yeah.
They'll play 38, they'll play 36. Mm-hmm. But you would love it for pace of play. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's another thing I would change, Steve, is the unity amongst high school basketball. Everybody should have a shot clock. Everybody should play the same thing, 8 minute quarter, you know, whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
Universal, because, you know, we go and play a lot of tournaments. I'm sure you guys do too. You're out of state.
Yep.
Now we got to adjust to a way different style of play. Now the five count's really hard at this place. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, now they're in the backcourt. What? It's crazy.
We go to Florida a lot just because it's warm in the winter. And it's like, oh my God, they play quarters. And it's like, I don't even know what to do with those extra coaching times at the between quarters. And then it's like, and they want to do this, and we just, we'll get monotonous even if we're not, and we'll just run our stuff, and they'll be like, what are you doing? It's like, well, we're just kind of going to grind you a little bit and see how you react, and they don't like it, and it's like, but I've always thought there should be one group making the rules for everybody. Now, I understand college should probably maybe be different, or pro should be different than college, mm-hmm. But there should be one universal for
sure.
13 to 18 year olds. Here's how you play the game.
Exactly.
I agree. That would be one of my other changes. Do you have any other, like little, I don't know what I call them, tidbits or things that you would want to share with coaches? I love that jump ball thing. Oh my God. I'm still, my wheels are just turning here.
Basketball wise, like X's and O's.
Is there anything special that you do that would make your team unique other than another team that I would go, what would I see if I walked into your practice that maybe would be different or at a game that would be different?
I mean, practice wise, my goal is always that we look prepared, and that's a big staple of our program, that we're going to look prepared in practice, that we look prepared for a game, that we always look like we know what we're doing. Like we were coached, right? Otherwise I'm not doing my job.
Right.
So for me, that's really important. It's something that we try to stress throughout our program. But in terms of like me specifically doing X's and O's stuff, that for sure is pretty unique. A lot of people, I haven't come across defensive jump balls or anything like that. We also do kind of a similar trapping defense as just like little nitpick stuff. But what's interesting is we don't ever practice it ever, like not at all. And that's,
I'll give you one that we do sometimes on free throws. We'll trap out of a free throw right away. And then we'll have the free throw shooter go back. Mm-hmm. And then the other two guys, they're off the line. We'll deny.
Mm-hmm.
That like, works because they don't get, now the hard part is you have to practice a little bit in the sense that the free throw shooter is your safety.
Mm-hmm.
You have to tell them you got to get back, but the guys right next to the rebounder, they'll get the, you know, you're shooting a free throw and they'll get the rebound and you trap them right away and you take the two closest passes away.
Mm-hmm.
And we only do it maybe once or twice a game.
Yeah. Same with us. Yeah.
It freaks them out. It's like, where do people come from?
I love it.
And even if someone's open long, we have somebody back there. So we have found that to be successful as far as I always like keeping people off, you know, just a little bit off edge, just a little bit. Like,
sure. Yeah. I think especially, I've never coached boys. So speaking specifically about girls, passing is just a really undertaught skill. And I will say it all the time in our scouting reports, they can't pass. They cannot pass. They can't pass. They can't handle pressure. Let's make her make a decision. She's a horrible decision maker. She looks like she's one of the best point guards in the country. She's going to Oregon, but she can't pass, believe me, right? And so sadly, it's undertaught in the sense of because people don't practice those types of drills. You're not practicing that intense all of a sudden. So it's something that you can always get a small advantage on because it's not being practiced and you catch a kid off guard who's not ready to do it. So I love those types of things.
I know. And you know what I've seen from the girls game over the change that girls have gotten a lot stronger
mm-hmm.
that, you know, probably 20 years ago, they couldn't make the pass across 25 mm-hmm. years ago. They couldn't make that long pass. Now girls have gotten so, I mean, the weight training, the playing, all that stuff.
Quicker, faster, stronger.
Yes. That they can, you used to be able to say like, they can't make that pass from corner to corner. That ain't going to happen. So you mm-hmm. could trap. So, you know, I love watching the game now. It's changed so much in the last 20 years. It's crazy. And part of that, it's because there's just more opportunity. There's
for
more.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna jump into rapid fire here.
Okay. Woo.
Yeah, we'll give away that when we're actually doing this because I'm gonna go watch the Biden speech after we're done with this. So this isn't a political thing, but I'm gonna go watch the Biden speech.
All right.
You live in California. That's probably a Biden state. So probably. All right. What's your favorite basketball?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
My favorite basketball?
Yes, that you play with.
Well, I'm no longer involved. So it's the Spalding TF1000 or something.
The legacy
specifically. It's softer.
Okay.
Nike will probably be mad at me for not saying Nike because we're a Nike school.
Right.
But their basketballs are just, I can't say that. But when I played, it was the Wilson basketball. And Castaway had come out at that time. And so we named our Wilson basketball Wilson. And right. It was like really special to us. We won a CIF championship with it.
What do you use at the state tournament?
Spalding, but it's a different form than the TF. It's the slicker form and we hate it.
Okay. Because I just use whatever ball they're using in state tournament. That's my theory. It's like I want to use them.
Great point. We have probably four different basketballs in our ball rack. So we have the Nike basketballs. We have the Spaldings that we like. We have the Spaldings that are used in the CIF and the state tournament. Yeah. And then we have a couple random basketballs. And the reason why is because, you know, we go play in Texas or whatever. We have no idea what basketball they use.
Bo Ryan, the former Wisconsin coach that took them, he was a Baden guy. So all of a sudden you see these Baden show up and it's like, oh crap, now I got to go buy some. Because I always got to then you all were playing that team. It's on the scout. So now we got to I don't know.
Wow. Yeah.
They do feel different. From a shooter standpoint, they feel different.
We do look though on a scouting report. So like if I have three films on a team and we're going to their place, I'll look and see what type of ball they play with, and then we'll try to focus on that.
So let's talk about scouting real quick. This intrigues me. So how do you do your scouts? Like, how do you give the information to the girls?
I actually just did a presentation on that. So it's kind of, I have too much information going on in my mind.
Right. Okay.
But we try to not say the other team's name or what they do a lot. And so we're like, subconsciously injecting them with this information basically, right? So we look at the keys to the game and what concerns us. And then we will implement that into our own drills that we're familiar with or drills that maybe we don't run often, but they're specific for that game. So the team is gonna press us and we don't ever get pressed, right? So we'll run drill specific, but we're not gonna sit there and say, hey girls, these girls are fast. They're gonna press you all the time. You're gonna turn the ball over 1,000 times if you're, we don't do that. We just, hey, here's a lot of pressing drills. Let's get ready.
Do you spend time on film? Do you spend time on a paper scout? How much do you, because I've changed on this over time.
So I have found in the last few years that specifically my high level kids, and we usually have 3 to 4 or 5 of them on a roster at a time, that they have gotten so much better at wanting to be better. So these kids are watching film on their own. They're coming into my office on their own. They're doing all that stuff. So as a coaching staff, we put a ton of work in and we'll make playlists for these kids on Huddle and do all this different stuff. And they can just watch it because I already know they're going to watch it. Yeah. I don't need to spend that time with the whole team, with 7 kids who aren't even going to touch the court, with 4 kids who don't care at all, we're just going to, if these kids want to watch it and they're going to prep that way, then we do that.
Yeah. So what I've done too, is I've started to do small groups. Mm-hmm. So we live in a Snapchat world where I can't have 15 years ago, I could have a half hour, 45 minute film session. It was no problem. They were focused. It was now it's I'll try to get down to 10 clips if I'm doing a team one. Otherwise, if I have my top two guards and I'll just say, hey, come in after practice or come in at lunch tomorrow. We'll sit and spend 10 minutes. And that seems to have worked a lot better because I'm getting time with them. It's more specific. Because you're right. The number 12 or 14 doesn't care. They're thinking about what they're having for dinner at that point.
Yeah. Or why am I not on that clip?
Right. Why am I not playing? Because if you watch game clips, all they're doing is watching themselves too. You can see it. Exactly. I know. It's funny. What's one word you would use to describe your ideal player?
Ideal player, grit.
Okay. If you go to one sporting event in the world, what would you go to and why?
The Olympics, because you get to see the best athletes at the best event in the world for sure. Okay.
What's your favorite pregame meal?
So I'm pretty strict on what we allow the kids to eat. And it's funny, year by year, they do more of whatever we allow ourselves to have. Right. So this last year it was El Pollo Loco, chicken and whatever. And so that one's fresh in my mind right now. And I'll usually just nibble a little bit before the game. And we have a lot of the meals at my house. And so that's how it works. But if it's me specifically, I don't know. I'm just going to eat with whatever they eat. I need to eat something light. I can't be sleepy during the game.
I know. I can't eat that much either. One thing you do to relax.
One thing I do to relax, get a massage.
God, I know. You haven't had one of those in a while, I bet.
Oh, so sad.
I'm assuming California's locked down on massages. Oh,
it's crazy. Like, so I am a frequent massage getter, and yeah, I haven't had one in probably 7 months, and it's hard. It's really tough.
I know. Yeah. The stats teacher is going to tell you it's going to be a while too. One coaching technique you think is important. A coaching technique.
Yes. What do you mean by that?
Whatever you think a coaching technique is.
Am I going to sound dumb with
what? No, you're not going to. I've gotten a wide range of answers on this one.
A coaching technique that I think is important.
Mm-hmm.
The word organization came to my mind, but that's not a technique. So
we'll go with that. That's fine.
Organization is.
Yeah, it could be a technique. If you're unorganized, it's definitely bad. Yeah. Best basketball player you have seen in person?
Kobe Bryant.
Pretty good. Best basketball player of all time?
Michael Jordan. He's behind me.
Oh, he is. He's gotten probably 98% of the vote.
I
think Magic's gotten a couple.
Come on.
I know. I'm just telling you. I mean, I've done like 200 of these. He's probably got 98%. I think I think Kobe's gotten a vote or two. LeBron's obviously gotten a couple votes. I'm telling you, I think the guy living in Milwaukee, Wisconsin's got a shot at being in the discussion. I don't think he's there. Mm-hmm. They got to win some.
I think so.
He's 25 years old.
Exactly.
He's like, so I'm not sure what's going to happen with the, yeah. Anyway, to do one thing that helped you become a better coach.
My players.
I tell people there's two types of coaches with players and ex-coaches. Telling you, man.
My players have definitely helped me.
I know. It's like, it's so true. Best game you've seen in person.
Honestly, I have to pick my own. The 2 years ago, we won the state championship. And we were at Clovis West High School, which for a girls basketball venue in Southern California, it is holy moly. The whole Fresno town comes to their gyms. I mean, it's crazy. Right. We don't get big crowds in California. Right. And so we're playing state regionals at their place. Nobody, and they're one of the best programs, you know, in the last decade in California. People don't come out of there alive. You just don't. And we were the one seed. And actually, we weren't because we lost. We were the 2 seed. And it was brutal. We were down 22 points at halftime. And it wasn't that we were playing bad. They were on fire. They're a dribble drive. Vance Wahlberg actually is the boys coach there. So Craig has learned the dribble drive from the guy who invented the dribble drive. So they run it as good as anybody you've ever seen. And they were on fire. And it was just incredible. And throughout the playoffs, everybody else who played there was down 20-something points. And these are the best teams in California.
Right.
And nobody could come out of it. And so I just kind of told my, like, hey, they're gonna cool down. We're playing okay. And it was just one of the most spectacular comebacks, of course, if you will, because it was the environment. It was how my kids just did not give up, how I didn't give up, because I easily could have just been like, oh, I give up. this is brutal. It's embarrassing. It was embarrassing, you know? And it was such a great win. And then we ended up winning the state championship.
Oh my God. Yeah, I know. We won a state championship, the only triple overtime ever at state championship. We won it. Yeah, and the kid did a Chris Webber in the second overtime for the other team. Called the timeout and they didn't have it.
Like, no.
Yeah, it was like 6 seconds to go. My point guard went and hit the free throws. It was less. Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, I should have quit. It was 2011. Yeah. I should have quit because it's like I'm never going to do that again.
Yes.
What's your favorite quote or saying?
I'm not a huge quote person.
Okay.
So I don't want to go. I don't want to go religious on people, but it'll be a Bible verse. And very simply that anybody can apply. It's whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. So that's Ecclesiastes 9:10.
Yep. That's great. One word to describe your coaching style.
Passionate.
Okay. Best basketball coach of all time. This one tends to see everyone says MJ in about 3 seconds. And then I have this
to my
question.
Mind in 1 second. So Coach Wooden came to my mind in 1 second. And the reason there's hesitation is because all these guys who are so fantastic and ladies, I don't know them. So we can say Gino is the best. We could say Coach K is the best, but I don't know any of these people. So right. I can't say.
And I'm Summit, really you gotta put Summit in there. Well, look at like Brad Stevens.
Bill Jackson. I mean, you know.
Pop. I know.
So many people.
I know. It's crazy. And I think it's because it's our world. It's our world that we get really protective in our world. I think it's a hard call. Wooden had players too.
Of course.
And he almost lost his job, like Coach K almost lost his job too.
Mm-hmm. What I will say is that our society measures how great a coach is by championships, unfortunately, right? They do. All those people I mentioned have won a lot. But I will at least say that the one that I strongly know was also a very good person was Coach Wooden. Yeah. So yeah. I'll just
go his with pyramid that. Of success, if nothing else, is a living legacy. If there's one book you would recommend.
So I thought this question might come up, and so I brought it. Generation Z Unfiltered by Tim Elmore.
Okay.
And the reason this book is so fantastic is it's pretty new. As an educator, as a coach, as a parent, it talks about this generation of kids and how we can use their strengths and weaknesses basically to make them the best that they can be. And we all know as coaches, we complain, this generation just isn't the same. This generation, and we just complain about it. Right. This book just captures it like so beautifully. That there's nothing wrong with these kids, that this is how it is, and this is how we can make the most out
right.
of them.
So well, I get mad at people in our staff. They go, oh, the kids are on their phone all the time. I go, stop it. It's like 50 years ago, people saying they're chewing gum in class. It's
right. Stupid.
The phone ain't going anywhere.
Yes. Like,
so we better adjust to it. Because yes. It's not disappearing tomorrow, people.
Exactly. Like,
it's who they are. So let's, you know, meet them. Generation Z. When was that published? God, I don't, very rarely does someone pull a book that I have not heard Generation Z.
2019.
Okay.
And he has a few different books, but this one is just really, really good. Lots of research into it. It's slightly repetitive in some forms, but one thing that's great, a quote in here that's great for the times right now, he says, in times of boredom, when we have margin in our day and quiet time to think, that we develop creativity and empathy. And, you know, I hear so many times, like my kids right now in this quarantine time, right? Like, I am so bored. I'm so bored. Like, we have to stop telling kids that being bored is a bad thing, right?
Right.
Oh, I'm bored. I got to go do something. I got to go do something. Think. Like, think about something.
Well,
my son
basically started working on his business, you know, and I'm so proud of him. You know, one thing he did, he wrote every teacher he ever had a thank you note.
That's incredible.
It's like,
that's awesome.
Okay, check. Good job. Good job, yeah. Dad. You yeah, know, good job, Mom. Dad. That was like perfect. Exactly. It was like, and you know, it was a little bit of a grind at the end, but he's like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this at some
awesome.
Point in quarantine. It's like, yeah, good job, Drew. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's perfect. All right. So my last question I always ask is what would be one thing you would tell your younger self?
Not the one that we already did?
No. And a little bit, but it's something okay. different that you would say to your younger self.
So I'm just going to go with the first thing that came to my mind, and that would probably be to be patient. And it depends what part, it doesn't even matter what part of my younger self, when I was 10, when I was 15, when I was 25, especially as a young coach. So again, I started coaching when I was 19 years old.
Right.
If you're coaching for money, you're in the wrong profession, but you can, but you can eventually, you know, make a living from it, you know, right. in some forms, you know, some of these guys are making millions of dollars a year. Right. right? So,
right.
You have to go with what you're passionate about and what you truly love and enjoy, and that it's never a job, right? That it's never, I'm never going to work. And that's the best part about it.
Right.
That part I always knew, completely was on board with that. I always knew it. But the part that was so hard was when I was 21 years old. I'm coaching, I'm a walk-on teacher. I'm a substitute teacher. I'm coaching, I have a $2,500 stipend. I have to go work camps for $10 an hour and scorekeep right. and do a clinic. I have to do all this stuff, right? because it's what I'm passionate about, but I got to make money.
Right.
And my other friends, they just graduate. He's an entrepreneur. He's starting his business over here.
Right.
We go to lunch and they all the guys throw in their credit card in a hat and somebody gets to pick, you know, and they'd be like, don't worry, Alicia, we got you. You don't have to throw your card
right.
in, right? And so it was just that frustration of like, I know I'm an intelligent person. I know I have a lot to offer the world. I know maybe one day I'll make some money because sadly you got to make some money to live. And so if I could just tell myself, like, stick with it. Don't get frustrated. Be passionate.
Yeah.
This is what you're supposed to do.
Right. It's like, I've never gone to work a day in my life.
I love teaching.
I love coaching. It's like, so here's, I tell my kids, it's this math teacher, find something you love to do, mm-hmm. find something that pays pretty well, mm-hmm. which we maybe missed a little bit, mm-hmm. and that loves you back. So yeah. I might be a singer and I might not be able to sing. So it doesn't love me back. So we are lucky that we found something that we're pretty good at that we like to do and that they pay us to do it. It's like, wow, that's the perfect mixture. So I think that's a perfect way to end. Thank you. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day.
Of course. And appreciate you.
Yeah. Congratulations on the house.
Thank you.
The math teacher in me will tell you now it starts. Like, you're going to have to fix the gutters and the furnace the air conditioning is going to break down. It's like,
Oh, no, stop.
I know. You think it's the first thing. It's like, we got this. It's like, God. It's a life of that now. So enjoy. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to support us, go over and check out teachhubs.com for coaches who want to get better. Also, subscribe and like. We do appreciate those. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.